You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To start?
Is this thing on?
Hello? Yeah. Is anybody there? Oh, I missed the countdown. That was awkward. You have topiaries out front when I walked up.
Welcome, by the way.
Thanks. It's good to be back. It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute since I've been here. And those topiaries. So last night I was at a girls' dinner and the friend gave, our sweet friend Danielle, she gave my friend Brandy a topiary and she gave me one around Christmas time and I killed that sucker. I mean, yeah. I did it in. It looked like nothing you want any part of when I was done with it. It's like the orchid. Orchid, you're stupid.
Bruce got me orchids for my birthday, and Bruce's mom got me orchids for Christmas.
I can't keep them alive, can you?
You can't. You're not supposed to.
What does that mean?
Like the bud, the blooms, they will die. And then if you want it to come back, you have to clip that. You got to hang it upside down. And then like 8 months later, you'll get another one.
Because I was
it's a temporary flower.
Somebody gave me an orchid.
Someone's going to get on here and be like, that's not true.
It's not true.
Yeah.
They gave me an orchid after I spoke at something recently, and they gave me one. I was like, oh, thank you. I'll kill that. And this girl was like so
offended.
No, she was like, it's not hard. You give it 5 ice cubes once a week. And so I've been giving that sucker 5 ice cubes. And I wanted to call her back and be like, hey, woman, like I have small, our ice machine
puts like what little, size ice cube?
Yeah, what size
ice cube? We have 4 sizes for our freezer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, okay, but your topiary in the front
they're
pots.
They're fake because, I'm sorry, Mom, she bought me last May.
You killed it.
They lasted through the summer, which is the hard part. Yeah, it was the freeze. I should have brought them inside over the winter.
How much did you pay for said topiaries?
The new ones?
Yeah.
The fake ones? I think it was like $130 for a pair. But they're they're the higher quality.
So I could get the poor man's version for like $80 a pair. I just need
my boy said, Mom, that looks like something from the Lorax. And I speak for the trees, even the fake trees.
Okay, well, looks good.
They have like the two balls. Don't
say that.
I know. I didn't mean to. And then it came out. And they've got the... Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
My noise.
I was going to say, they have the wood between them.
Oh my gosh.
I literally meant like it's not fake looking. It's actual pieces of wood. I'll show you.
I don't want to see anything. I don't want any part of your wood and balls and yesterday.
Oh my gosh. But I did buy some plants that go around the base of it that are real.
So yes, that's what I was going to do. Put real around it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, JB got these water balloons that are reusable. Who knew? And he left them in the swimming pool. And Mike is, we're in the car going to church and with Brett and everybody. And Mike goes, JB, you can't leave your balls in the pool. And Brett's like, it's like, yeah, you can't say that. Okay. Well, I like your topiaries. That's a long way of getting to the fact that I really enjoy your topiaries. So I have another follow-up question.
Yeah.
I think I want a weighted vest, but I needed an update because didn't you tell us you got one for your birthday?
Yeah, from my boys. I've got it right here.
Okay, let's see it. What do we got here? What are we dealing with?
One second.
Oh, it is heavy.
It's heavy.
Let me feel.
And I have to give the report.
Oh,
that,
gosh, it's heavy.
So Bruce and I do our Saturday morning walks. Mm-hmm. And the first Saturday after I got it, I was like, oh, I'll wear my weighted vest. And then I thought, we walk for about an hour. If this is a problem, I'm going to be stuck with it.
For an hour. Or Bruce is in a weighted vest.
Well, there's that. But if you want to try it on.
It looks like a dog, like a little dog sweater, everyone. And it is heavy as Hades.
Yeah. You want to try it on?
No. Not at the moment, but I do think it's, are there different sizes?
There's different weights. They say to get 10% of your ideal weight. Now, I got 12 pounds. That's not my ideal weight. I just couldn't think about, like.
That was ambitious.
I just thought 12 pounds feels like a lot, but not like, I don't want to be carrying 20 pounds.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's just do even numbers because I'm so dumb.
So like 12 pounds would be 120. 14 pounds would be 140. 16 pounds would be 160. What is this one? 12.
Oh my gosh. So if your ideal weight, you want to be 140, let's say. Let's go 130. So then you're going to
get 13 pounds.
A 13 pounder.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one more pound than that.
It's heavy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use it to,
well, like, I've heard people wear it while they're cooking dinner.
That's what I was going to say, for housework and stuff.
Housework. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Gardening alone yesterday just about did me in. That's the first time I've gardened and I was like winded and tired.
Mm-hmm. I've given up.
Sore in places.
I have given up gardening. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I'm not good at it. And so once a year, I know, must be nice, everybody. But once a year, like, we hire someone. Yeah. Like, we have a yard guy that comes every week. That's great. And mows the place or whatever. But we're mostly pool in the backyard, so whatever. But once a year, like, I've just figured it in the budget. And, like, we pay them for, like, a Saturday. And they come and they clean out all the things and plant the things and make it look decent. And then I ignore it. Like, everyone's like, well, you should, you know, you should weed every week. And I'm like, no, I'm not a weeder. And so I just, and then I like, have them come back once in the fall. And then the rest of the year, it just looks terrible. That's it.
And you know what? That's how everybody's, we operate. Everybody's got their thing. I'll tell you, when I was at the, I didn't go to a fancy place to buy plants. I just went to Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
But there were so many people there this weekend, I think because we're getting rain or whatever, plant the things. But it's there was warm. The cutest family ever. I was not being jealous. I was more just admiring. It was their entire family. I think she had 4 or 5 kids with her and her husband. And they're, you know, tooling around in their little cart. And the kids are like, oh, let's get some roses. What's this? Like, they knew the names of the plants, like, beyond roses. They knew, like,
they're homeschooled.
They're probably homeschooled. But it was so.
They're your people.
I don't know. I was very impressed. I thought, oh, it's so sweet.
They know the names of flowers. They're all together. They're not out playing.
They're all together. They're not on a screen. And they're excited to plant in their yard.
Do you ever want to tell people when they're all together? Do you? I mean, I don't, but I think it sometimes I want to walk over and be like, they're all going to grow up and leave you, or they're going to be snarky when they're 16. And so enjoy this moment.
Those people, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to be nice.
They'll
kids.
Be nice kids. Okay. Not sweet. Hey, I mean, they'll be sweet.
A couple things. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to get a window unit in our house. And I know that
for your office or where?
Our bedroom. Oh. And I need y'all to know, we don't.
Is this an update on the night sweats?
Yes. We don't live in a mobile home. And if you do, that's fine, everybody. It's fine. But I don't live in a mobile home, but I'm getting ready to treat it as such because I'm going to have to put a mobile unit in. Do you remember?
Why not get a big box fan? Like, no. Or like a rotating fan.
I have all the things. I don't need you to push around my kind of warm air. Not even. I need you to produce something new.
What if we got you one that like shot out cold water into the fan?
Oh.
I bet we could find you
something. You know those misters? You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They might have been a mister over our bed.
Yes.
Not only my that hair.
That seems kind of naughty.
Oh, gosh. A
mister over your bed.
Uh-huh, a mister. Okay, so listen. We went to the Costco. I'm going to talk more about that later. We went to the Costco, though, and they have the Dyson fan that's also an AC or something, I think, or it has some air conditioning. Mm-hmm. If y'all have one, will you please DM me and talk to me about this?
Yeah.
And I think it's like, I don't know, maybe $400 or something. And I don't care. I don't care. Like
you're really in a lot of, you're not sleeping.
Well, I'm not sleeping anyway, but I'm getting hot at night in the AC unit that it just does our bedroom. And one of them does our bedroom in my office. And it's just never been that great. I don't know if it's just not strong enough or what it is. And so we looked at having it replaced and it was like $20,000. I'm like, oh, well, we're going to pass on that for this year. Yeah, thanks, 400 everyone.
Sounds great.
$400 for my Dyson. And so I told Mike, it's just starting to get a little warm here. Yeah. And I'm fine now. But July's coming and it's not good. So I just need y'all to know that I'm going to need a window unit and that's a problem. So,
well, I'll tell you what. A friend of mine bought me a pair of grandma pajama dress. It's not even a pair. It's a dress from Walmart. You know, like the grandma style.
Oh, I know.
To the knees, short sleeve. And it is the most comfortable thing ever. She bought it as a costume. And we wore it to Banditos with wigs.
Oh, gosh. Is it like a caftan or what's that thing
no,
called?
No. I mean, I'll have to show you pictures. Maybe I'll put pictures on the internet. It was for our seventh grade social, and we had matching ones, and we sat in a Mexican restaurant. Oh my gosh, that
is so grandma.
And the kids had to come find us to get their next clue.
That is fantastic.
So that's her daughter. That's Quaid. Anyway.
Oh, do you have something on under? You have support hose.
We wore leggings.
Oh, I thought you had on support hose.
Yeah, we wore leggings and we wore those soft
slides.
Oh. In public, we wore this. We looked like we'd escaped the insane asylum.
Totally.
And our waiter was so sweet. He said it was his favorite table he's ever waited since he's worked there.
Stop it.
Because this is in Highland Park. Like, this is in...
Where were you again?
Snyder Plaza. Banditos. Oh, yeah.
You were...
Like... Hilarious. In the restaurant just eating dinner, looking like that. Even these are other people.
Oh my gosh.
In Home Depot and Trader Joe's. I mean, she's not pregnant.
Wait, I don't understand. What is this for?
So all the parents hide in different places around Dallas. Oh. Kids are in groups and they have parents driving them around town and they get clues to figure out where to go next. And
that find is so fun.
The next parents.
Is that
who
a school
hiding.
Thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a school activity.
Like the parents of the school coordinate it. The school doesn't, but we do.
Did you ever watch Mama's Family?
No.
Gosh, I love that show.
That's surprising that you've watched a show that I haven't watched. Have you watched What About Bob yet?
No.
Cynthia.
I'm going to. It's on my list.
I watched it since I gave you that homework.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can everybody...
Anyway, I'm just saying I was wearing those pajamas. Bruce had been out of town. He comes home that same night. And I'm like, I'm going to wear these to bed. These are so comfortable. And he goes...
Oh, they're street clothes, though. You can't wear your street clothes to bed.
No, it's a pajama.
But it's been on the streets.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it to bed.
Okay.
It's so comfortable. And he goes, those aren't doing it for me. And I said, no, it's so comfortable. It's great. And he said, he literally went upstairs and got me different pajamas to put on because it's so off-putting. He's like,
I'm not sleeping with Nana tonight. So,
if you want to be comfortable, go to Walmart. And I think it would help with your heat thing.
Some no, I
breathable.
I want to be hot rather than that on every level. But I think that's fun that y'all did that. That's so much fun.
Road rally.
Okay, do you want to know the funniest thing I heard this week that made me laugh? And nobody's going to think this is as funny as I am. But you know on that naughty podcast that you and I love?
That we don't recommend?
We cannot recommend it because they really enjoy the F word.
They love themselves. They love talking and they love to cuss.
And they love to cuss. So I could not recommend it. Okay, so Jelly Roll was their guest, okay?
No.
Yes, it was so good. And one of the guys.
Is he the one who was in prison?
Yes. I have to tell you about this real quick,
okay,
guys.
Tell me.
One of the guys, though, on the podcast, look at me. I'm going to tell you who it is.
Yes.
Okay. He's hilarious. And he says, okay, I have a question, Mr. Roll.
No, he doesn't.
He called him Mr. Roll. And I about rolled my car. I don't know why that's so funny to me. I have laughed for 3 days. And I told my kids, and they laughed too, but not as hard as me. And I'm like, I have to talk about this on Sidetrack. When they called Jelly Roll Mr. Roll, I about lost my mind. Okay, Jelly Roll, though, here's the thing. He's a man of faith in the loosest sense. When you hear his mouth, but literally, I give him complete grace because, well, it's not, I mean, nobody put me in charge.
Yeah, yeah,
but
your grace.
Okay. But, right. But he was in prison and he talked just about everything. What ultimately got him there was armed robbery, I believe, but he was a dealer and all the things. And he says that, like, they asked him about it. He's like, I'm so glad you asked. And they were like, if you don't want to talk about it. And he was like, no, I want to. And he basically said, my victim deserves for me to talk about this and how wrong it was. And if I were to just gloss over it now that I'm like rich and famous, that would not be fair to my victim. He testified before Congress on fentanyl and he was saying, do you know how many people in this country die of fentanyl every day? And by the way, I'm about to slaughter this because I can't remember the number, but it's like, let's say like 147 people or something. He's like, if a jet airliner went down every day and killed 147 people, we would ground every single airliner and that would be that. We'd be figuring it out. Or he goes, even if you had 147 squirrels die every day in Central Park, we would have like every person out there that's like figuring it out. He's like, and he was just talked about how are we letting this happen? And so how he's been testifying in Congress about that as someone who's, I guess, done it, dealt it, all the things. But then he said one other thing, you guys, I thought was so good. He goes back into the prisons all the time. And so, you know, he's a famous, I should have said this up front, everyone. If you don't know who he is, he's a famous country artist.
It's not a donut.
It's not a donut. He's a famous.
He's a country? I thought he was rap, no? It's country?
I think he's country. But see, that's how on top
he
of this
has,
I am.
He has like tattoos all
but he
over
does,
his face.
He's tatted everywhere. And he does all these conglomerations with all these other people. Now, Tracy, is he a rapper, Tracy? I don't know what he is.
All I know is I saw the most amazing clip where he had an inmate. He'd sung in a prison. And he had one of the inmates he found out could sing. And he had him on stage. And this inmate had the most amazing voice. Mm. And just like, I don't know, I was struck. I said, I think we need a jelly. I literally commented, we need a jelly roll label where he signs these super talented
yeah.
people who want to change their life. Like they want their lives to turn around, but they don't have opportunity.
Yeah, anyway. He said that when he got out that, well, when he was in prison, he would start singing and he's just realized he would captivate people. And then, you know, moving forward, he did a YouTube channel or something that took off. Okay, but he says this. He talks about how his faith and some different things. And I'm not here. I don't know a lot about his faith. I don't know a lot about any of that.
Yeah.
But he said this. He goes back into prison. He talks to people and he said, a message always hits different when it comes from one of its own. And that's him talking in prison. He's like, basically you can say things when it's one of your own yep. goes back in. And I was like, that's just a good Christian message too. Like yeah. a message always hits different when it comes from one of its own. Like if Christians would approach faith as like, I'm one of you with yes. people versus I have the answers. I've yep. gotten it right. I'm better than you. Like yeah. whatever. I mean, I'm speaking to myself as much as anyone, like, but I'm just saying.
Find your commonality. I also yeah. like to encourage women, because I met a few at this women's retreat I was at this weekend, like who had a more challenging past and they were ashamed of it. And I'm like, no, you have doors open for you and you have a word and an understanding in certain demographics that I don't.
Totally. Totally.
And it's a shame that you would think you have to have it all buttoned up and perfect in a church environment mm-hmm. that you can't let people know. If they only knew.
No,
it's I'm you're the one I want to talk to. Well, you're the one who gets what we've been yeah. saved from.
It hits different yeah. when it's, and he's, and then the one other thing about him is he was just talking about how he goes back in the prisons. He does a lot with homeless population and all the things. And he's like, and they were like, man, that's really stand up. He goes, well, no, he's like, you know, the man I follow, i.e. Jesus, the man I follow, like, it's just, that's just what he does. That's yeah. what he tells us to do. I'm just living out my faith. I'm like, well, ain't that the truth?
Mr. Roll,
you killed it.
Killed it. All right. Well, we got a lot this week that we want to talk about.
I know you. I need to
follow your lead. When is your changing moment? Is that coming up?
It is coming up. Not quite yet. Okay. You know how we've been doing lists? They've been kind of popular.
Yeah. Do you have a list for us?
Do you want to do a list or not?
Yeah. Really? I want to hear a list.
Because we've done, what list have we done? We've done
what not to say.
What nobody wants you to talk about.
What nobody wants you to talk about was quite a hit.
People like that.
And thank you to everyone who DM'd us rash guards for Cynthia.
Oh, and you're amazing.
Foundation for aging mm-hmm. skin.
Yeah. And things not to say if you yeah. want to stay married. And the yeah. one you gave on super trackers. People are reacting like crazy. One of the girls I saw DM'd and said that she audibly gasped when you said what Bruce said. And she was like,
yeah, he was tired. It was not
good. We love
good.
Him. We it's love just him. Fine.
Okay, so what's your list this week?
This one's a little niche, everyone. But okay. I'm going to give you five things that have made me want to behave unchristian-like this week.
I think that fits with your Mr. Roll.
Yeah.
Conversation. So yeah, okay. That's a good next.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Five things. I'm going to, number five.
Things that made you want to not be like Jesus?
Yeah. The things okay. want me to act kind of unchristian-like.
Okay.
The Southern girl.
Okay.
The Costco sample people. Let's start with them. I've never seen a more self-righteous group. I mean, if your kid walks by and tries to grab something, where's your parent? Like, as if, I mean, you know, because they got the allergens and all the things. So there's yeah. that thing. But then they always want me, they're trying to pawn their wares on me, their food, okay? I'm just looking at window units, okay? I'm trying to find a window unit. And they're over there, and it's one of two things. Either like, ma'am, would you like to sample a pretzel? Like a pretzel, like I know what a pretzel tastes like. Why would I sample one?
And maybe it's one that had been frozen and you put it in the microwave and you want to sample what that would taste like.
I'm talking about a chip.
A pretzel chip?
Like, you know, like
not the flat ones. Yeah.
Not like I've gone and gotten a hot one with cheese. I'm talking a pretzel. I'm like, this is not a sampling.
See, I thought you were going to say unchristian, like for the people who are waiting on the sample person, because that's where I get frustrated. Oh,
they're the worst too.
I mean, this sweet sample person is trying to get these things out, doing their job. And all these people like
swarm for
and
a piece of pizza. I'm like, you've
for
had
a pretzel.
You have had, you do not need to sample that hamburger yeah, pizza.
I feel like that's when I get a little bit.
Okay. So that's
I get
one.
A little bit. I don't get mad at this sample person giving the samples. I get frustrated with the people. This is free food, but seriously, y'all.
It's not lunch.
It's like, I think some people do plan their lunch.
Okay, well, Costco sells a slice of pizza for $1.99 or something. You go get one.
Go get one. And or a hot dog and a drink for $1.50.
Yes. And then also that sample person will also, like, sometimes I don't usually get the sample, but then sometimes, like, I'll get it and then they'll be like, oh, well, no, no, you go that way to buy the product. It's around in the case around here. And then I feel judged and I'm a people pleaser. So I have to turn my cart and go over there and act like I'm getting it and then scurry off. That's so bad.
No.
Okay.
No.
So one thing that's maybe, that's number five. This may feel unchristian. Like number four. I do not need, and I'm sorry I'm getting on the clerks right now. Everybody bear with me.
Everyone's trying to do their job.
But commenting on my return. Now, this is, again, very
like
niche.
It's a used return or it's
okay,
like,
so I went to the Sephora and, you know, you can use their product and return them. I've never done this before, but my friend was like, you can take it back. Well, I returned my Lady Gaga brand. What's that called? What's her something? She has a new brand.
Everybody has a brand. I bought the gal who's on Only Murders in the Building.
Meryl Streep? Tracy? What's going on?
Who? The young girl.
Oh, not Selena.
Yeah, Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
So she has a brand I bought of her blush.
Did you like it?
I mean, it's kind of on. It's very light.
Oh, it's very subtle.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know the name of the brand, but that's the thing. All these celebrities have brands, but I can't remember the names
of
it.
This is like LabCorp or something. Anyway.
Oh, I
maybe
heard
it's
of
Gaga's.
That.
Okay. So I returned the foundation because I literally look like a ghost. Thank you.
No.
I just had the wrong color, whatever. And the lady up there, she goes, oh, you're returning it? I was like, oh, yeah, it just didn't work for me. And she's like, huh. Well, this is Lady Gaga's brand. Most people like it. What do you like?
Oh,
I got
my
a what
gosh.
Do you like? And then it was real embarrassing because I had to say it found it. That it, what's
You're
that
like,
it brand? It's so
Maybelline,
CoverGirl.
What was the one we would get as teens?
CoverGirl.
No, like even cheaper.
I don't know.
Like we're talking $2, Chuck, kind of. Like.
I don't know.
Okay, this is Haas Labs.
Haas Labs. Okay, it's so
foundation for mature skin.
Oh, it is. Like Gaga knew my maturity issues. Okay, so there was a comment on my return, and I didn't appreciate it. Here's number three. As we're going down, this is unchristian-like. This made me want to act unchristian-like. When stairs are uneven going into an establishment, like at our baseball field at our school, the stairs are uneven in the stadium, but I know that. Well,
oh, like there's more space between some than others.
Like that's like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
So I was walking into the place where I'm getting some academic testing done on a little bit on JB.
Yeah.
I'm walking in. I bet it.
Oh no.
I mean,
those stairs are tricky. I've been in that building. Yeah. Oh gosh.
And I wasn't like a all out fall, like I might be injured. It was more of a dump and run, like jump up and like.
I meant to do that. A little skip, hop, jump. I like to see how I'm doing.
That made me want to be unchristian. Like,
well, who are you going to get mad at?
I don't know. I just wanted to cuss, but I didn't, everyone.
Oh, the unchristian would be the cussing.
Yeah. I'm not mad at everyone in these in particular.
Okay,
I just
what's number two?
Number two. I was in a restaurant last night and they had mouthwash. Now, listen to me. You do not need mouthwash in the bathroom. You don't need mouthwash. Okay. Listen, you're leaving. If you're in the bathroom, you can bring your own products. That I appreciate the gesture, but nobody needs that in there. Well, they put it on the sink and I thought it was
in a squirt thing, right?
In a squirt thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was the soap. I poured it on my hands. And then I realized the soap was in one of those things on the wall that you push the bottom button.
Yeah.
And so the rest of dinner, my friends were like, oh my gosh, it smells like stinking Lysol. Not Lysol. What's it called?
Minty, I bet.
What's that? Whatever. Listerine. I could not get off. So that's it. No, we don't need that. And
Which restaurant was this?
We were
probably
at
a Mexican. No?
No.
You don't even know where you went to dinner. She's going out a lot lately.
I know. Okay. And then number one.
Yeah.
The last thing.
Yep.
And this one really gets me.
Okay. This is number one.
Number one.
I'm going to do it. Yeah.
Don't you tell me only five items in the dressing room.
Oh, five items. Because you've been doing a lot of shopping.
Five items in the dressing room. I mean, what in the world? Because at six, that's when I start stealing. It becomes a problem. I can steal the first five, you guys. Like, why in the world?
Do I need help?
No. Why in the world can I only have five? And so
you know what? If you have worked in fashion and you've had to monitor the five item rule, can you please let us know in the
DMs? I've
got
to understand
this. Or tell us. Because I worked at Limited too, in the day.
Bragger.
Bragzadocious. And I could actually buy those size clothes.
What's the difference between Limited 1 and 2?
Limited is for normal, like, women.
Okay.
And Limited 2 is for teens and
queens. Okay, got it.
And I don't know if we had a limit. I don't think I was in charge of monitoring it.
I don't think I shop in places as much anymore that have a limit. And I need a bunch of dresses for all the all the stuff coming up for my little. I mean, my teens, my whatever they are, college kids in high school. And so I just was like.
Did you find a lot of the good stuff?
Yes. I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to die laughing. Can you
tell me the best place to buy dresses? Well, because I need to get a dress for tomorrow.
Okay. Literally everyone, just wear one of mine. Everyone brace yourself. I'm getting ready to, I'm getting ready. If you've never thought I'm older than what I'm going to say. One of my friends swears by this. She says, nobody shops there and you are going to find the cutest stuff. And so
is it Dillard's?
Belk.
Belk, yes.
Belk.
The Southern. Yes.
Yes. And so look at this. Well, oh, no, that's.
Oh, those are cute.
No, that's Sample House. But that one didn't. That's cute. That one didn't fit me if you'd like it. It was only $50.
A lot of stripes.
Okay, you guys.
You hung them all up on your shower?
Because I had to show my friends how many stripes I bought.
Shoes did you get?
I don't have shoes yet. That's today's problem. So that one's like a light blue stripe. There's a navy stripe. There's a long. These are short. There's a
very
long.
Very spring.
I mean, all kinds of springy. But anyway, I had like 20 dresses in my hands and tops because I want to be like, I'm here to spend some money at Belk, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going big time. And they're like, the lady's like, oh, ma'am, 5 items only. I was like, she goes, which ones would you like to pick? I'm like, well, I'm going to try them all on. So I guess it doesn't matter. And she literally would make me bring one out and then take one.
One at a time?
Yes.
Not 5 at a time?
Well, I mean, because if I was going to buy 3, I could bring 2. It was ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. You couldn't put with her the ones you were going to buy?
Mm-mm. Oh, and I wanted to do that pretty woman and be like, I have money to spend here. Big mistake.
Huge mistake.
Yeah. Anyway, my 5. So it's Costco sample people, commenting on my returns, missing a step going to the testing center, mouthwash as hand soap, and only 5 items in the dressing room. Those are the things this week that have made me want to act unchristian. Could you weigh in on things that have made you want? I didn't. But I wanted to act unchristian. If y'all would like to weigh in this week, I would take that.
Yeah, please tell us. I think that mine was at my church.
Oh, golly.
I know. I know. I think that I get frustrated when people don't think flexibly.
I get frustrated because I don't think that's a word.
Flexibly. I think it was... And my friend Carrie, who listens, she knows the situation. I was going to sell some books and they'd asked me to, like, would you bring books? So yeah. I wasn't like trying to
pawn them.
Yeah. Hawk my stuff. Anyway. And I'd print it off like, this is how much they cost. And here's my Venmo on piece of paper. But I needed those plastic stand up things that they had for the signs for registration. And I know our church has hundreds of them.
Right.
I go to ask the lady in charge. I'm like, hey, do you have a couple more of those so I could put these papers in there? Thinking this is not a big ask. And she's like, oh, no, this is all we have. And I'm like, I've been at this church for 20 years. I said, I think there's more in that closet in that room
right
there.
Oh, you were calling it out.
And she was like, no, I just don't know. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Don't you make me go to that closet.
I ended up getting the pastor's wife's keys into the office of the church and going into the closet
where getting
them myself.
But then here's the question. Did you walk back by and you're like, big mistake, huge, I found them. Like, did you?
No, I didn't say anything like that. But I think my unchristian like was like, are we not like a little bit flexible in our thinking to be like, maybe we have some more and maybe someone else knows where they are.
Yeah. Were you like, do you know who I am?
No,
I am.
Why was he even like that?
I was Fattian.
To me, it's just
don't
it's
mama
frustrating
load.
When you know when people are like, nope, that's not an option. I don't know.
When they can't think outside
or on
the box.
Their or yeah, even on their own life. Like when I'm, you know, having lunch with women or talking with women in ministry and they've put boundaries on their lives that I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. There's so much freedom there to like or think about it this way or
like give an example.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to think of one.
Okay,
right
well,
now.
Like, if I've heard a mom recently say, well, I just can't do any of that kind of stuff because my kids are little. And I'm like,
Yeah,
you can. Like, you drag them along. I drag those kids everywhere.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I think sometimes, too, that, there's.
Or my husband travels. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And you're like, don't limit
They put
yourself.
Limits on things that, I don't know, I think if you kind of invite other people into the story or brainstorm with someone, I bet you could find the time or make the time or figure out a way.
Got it.
I don't know. That would be my unchristian-like thing. Sorry, y'all. That's
you know what?
Zero.
I'm going to buy you a case of those things.
I just need to own it, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Do we want to go to our sidetrack things or do you need to do your...
Well, I kind of... How much... How are we on time, everybody?
That's what
how
I'm
are we
saying.
Doing?
We're already at 30 minutes.
We're at 30 minutes. I think I need to change real quick.
Okay.
And then we can do our things in my clothing. But
okay, do you want me to tell my Strawberries Gone Wild story?
Okay, yes. But can I, before I...
No, I'm going to do that. Let's just pause. Do you want to pause?
Well, let me tell you what I'm going to do, and okay. then we're going to pause. Okay. I'm going to try something on for you.
Oh, yes.
This is
only five items, ma'am.
It's fabulous. In your bathroom.
And you're my bathroom.
Only yep. one
I
item.
I have a limit.
And I am wearing a one-piece thing, so I'm going to, it's going to be a real.
I know. She's wearing the cutest jumpsuit with a jean jacket. And I said, well, does that mean you have to take off the jean jacket?
Everything.
To go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they don't have snaps like they have for the toddlers where I can like pee. Okay, but listen, this is a sidetracked original segment. Trashy or classy?
Trashy or classy. That's our segment.
Not all trashy right. like slutty, but just trashy or classy. So.
Okay. All right. We're going to pause. All right. We're ready. Oh. 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 I love the colors. I love the colors. It's giving Candyland vibes.
Trashy or classy?
I mean, I know you're into stripes, and I love the colors. I don't know if horizontal stripes are the right. I don't know. I mean, is this, what are we doing this for?
I love how uncomfortable you are. It's cracking me up. Well, I bought this.
It's very sparkly, too. There's a shimmer. There's a shimmer happening.
We're going to have to post this picture online and take a little
Here, why don't you stand back and I'll take your picture.
Okay, let's see.
Okay. Okay, stand back here. All right.
Give me a couple options.
Okay. All right, this is, I mean, I don't know, Cynthia, if this is the best. Where are you wearing this? Is this a wedding thing?
So
you guys are going to hear the dress the rest of the show.
I have a couple summer weddings. By the way, you got me all messed up saying that I have to take off all my clothes in the jumpsuit. I literally take off my undies and I put them back on. I'm like, why am I so naked?
Why am I so naked?
Okay. So let me just tell you. So
yeah, what's happening?
This dress is actually on its way back to the store.
Are you going to get comments about your return?
It's a return.
Oh, you didn't like it? Everybody loves this dress.
I wanted you to see it because I wanted to know, one, did you think it was terrible? And two, would you be honest enough to tell me? And you, that was Heather's, that's terrible because you can't say anything mean. You were like,
I mean, yeah, I think I do love the colors.
Do you think it's really expensive?
It's double layered. I gotta feel it. No.
Okay. So I saw this online, you guys. Here's the gist.
Where did you see it online? Okay.
Well, I'll get to that in 1 minute. I saw a girl that wore this to a wedding that I'm sure doesn't listen to this. Doesn't live in this anywhere near us. But a friend of a friend. And I was like, that is beautiful. And so I asked her, and when she told me where it's from, I was like, And so everyone,
where is it from?
Guard your loins.
Gird.
Oh, everyone, gird your loins.
Guard them. Gird them.
Hold them.
Hold them. Cover them up. Put your panties back on.
It's from Shein.
And, oh.
Okay. And yes. So, yes, a 9-year-old boy made this. And I'm they sure. let you.
Oh, there are children that were
yes,
employed.
Yes, that's not funny. Nobody
that's
laughs
not
at that.
Funny.
But it looks like a 9-year-old made it. And so
I bet if you sweat in that thing.
What if I slept in this? What if I slept in this? I sweat so much and I.
No, I mean, that has no breathability.
Okay, so I ordered it.
If a fire is anywhere near you, like if candles are on the table, you're going up.
I'm flammable. I'm flammable. And so I don't really order from that place. And what I would like to tell you, it's because I have a moral, and I do compass. Have a moral compass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But more than that, it's just cheap stuff and why. But I thought it was so pretty. So I ordered it. And I'm like, okay, I'll wear this to one of those summer weddings. And then I pulled it out. I'm like, is it a tent? Why is it shiny? What's going on? Yeah. And so then I was like, it's in my return pile to send back. Is it even worth?
Will they take it?
I don't
like it's
got
to go on a boat.
I don't know, Heather. I don't know. But I was like, I have to bring this.
You know what? If you can't return it, I bet we could take sections of this and make something really cute.
What are we going to? What are we gonna,
you could
we're
make
gonna crochet
like a,
around it? What are we going to do with this thing?
You could make a pillow. It'd be a really shiny pillow.
You guys, I stand by it. I still think it's kind of cute.
I mean, the colors are your colors. You need to get something in this color. I just think that it's not like flattering. The shape is not as flattering.
So we're,
and are the, we gonna, and the fabric is, I think if someone got close to you, they'd be like,
oh, huh. Okay. So this is the segment of,
but it is confusing where you're like, you could tell me that was $500 and I'd be like,
totally.
This is what happens, people. That's,
I mean, I brought it in a Nordstrom bag because I didn't want you, I didn't want to give you any hints that it was cheap. But if I told you this dress was $500, like it was
a Tucker Nut Nuck.
What's that called? Stop saying that.
What's it called?
Tucker Balls.
Tucker Nuck? What's that called?
Tuckerwood.
No. What's it called?
Tucker Nut. Tucker Nook. Tracy, sorry. Tucker, we did it again. Okay, but you would think this was a $500 dress if I told you that. You could, I mean, you could see that being the case.
If you told me 15 or 500, I'd be like, have to, my brain would have to be like, okay.
Okay, well, we'll post a picture. And you know what? Here's the thing. We want you to comment, but I want you to put a heart emoji next to it. And that's how I'm going to know, we're going to know if you listen to the show or not. Because anybody could look at the social and be like, I don't like it.
In their comments.
Yeah, in your comment, put classy or trashy or love it or hate it or whatever, but then put a heart next to it.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to know if you listen. That's so right. There you go.
Okay. Are we getting to our, what we're sidetracked by?
Yeah, you start.
And I guess I'll have to tell my strawberries gone wild story in Super Trackers.
Oh, yeah. I want to know.
I am sidetracked.
Wait, in Pilates. You have a Pilates story to tell us.
Well, that's very quick. I was in Pilates and it kind of goes along with my gardening story. How like my body just is not doing what it used to do. So she had us like on our hands and knees with our leg up, pushing with one leg, like almost like a dog that's about to pee on a hydrant position and where that leg is pushing. And she's like, okay, now sit on the box. And I'm like, we're all having to like turn around and it's me. And there were like 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds in there too. And all of us look at each other and we're like, whew. And she's this adorable. I love her so much. She's so, so, so sweet. Teacher, but she's in her 20s for sure. And I say this out, nobody talks. She's the only one who talks in Pilates. Okay. I don't know if you've been in a Pilates class. It's not like,
you know, I can't shut up.
The participants engage in conversation. But I was like, whew, our bodies don't do what we tell them to do. It's like, I'm telling my body to sit on the box.
Why are you talking?
And they're all laughing and I just keep going. And I'm we're not young and cute like you. And anyway,
you couldn't shut up, could you?
Oh my gosh. But everyone's laughing. And at the end, this one girl's like, she's funny. And I ended up telling the instructor, I'm like, she said, I liked all the feedback. I said, I'm so sorry. I do this show with a gal who's really funny. And I think sometimes her voice gets in my head.
Blaming it on me.
Say,
will you wear this dress to Pilates?
I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to do all this.
You know what? I think we keep this dress. I think we keep it.
How much did it cost you?
Oh, I bet it was $30.
Oh, you got to keep it and it's going in the costume bin. Or you just show up randomly at places.
I want you to wear it somewhere.
Oh, I will.
I think we just like show up once in a while. Like we pass it back and forth.
Totally, to a TCA game.
And you know what?
Something.
Listen to me, friends. Yeah. Listeners. Listener of the month. I'll mail it to you. You can wear it to something. Like, why don't we just make it our sidetrack?
What is that? Traveling pants?
Yes.
The sisterhood of the traveling dress.
If you're going somewhere like exotic and fantastic, I will mail it to you if you will take a picture and send it to us.
We're going so long.
Oh.
Okay.
Fast.
I am sidetracked by Masked Singer. And ironically, the one I'm sidetracked by wears these exact colors in it. Candace Cameron Bure was on Masked Singer.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And she, when she and I recorded, she said she doesn't sing. The one talent she wishes she had was singing. And she was on there and she did really good.
She sang. Wow.
That's amazing. Anyway, so I haven't watched Masked Singer in forever. So I was a little sidetracked by Masked Singer.
Will you remind me to tell you in the next one about my son singing in our Super Trackers and the recognition he got? It's so sweet. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Masked Singer. I like it. And I miss Candace, but okay. Keep going. Do you want to keep going? Because I'm looking for something.
Yes. My second one that I am sidetracked by is what I'm wearing. My dress. I bought this exact dress on Amazon in 2019, I think, in a different color. Mm-hmm. And I wore it out. I mean, I've worn it so
much. It's really cute.
So I bought two different patterns and colors. And I love it. Like, it's so comfortable. And I just wear those slip shorts. Y'all know the slip shorts.
Oh, yeah.
They're like biker shorts, basically.
I need some of those.
Ugh. Changes the game. It is everything.
Have you ever bought one of those that's like a dress extender? Like, I have two dresses that are cute, but they're a tad short.
I've never
Does that exist?
I've never bought a dress extender.
Okay. I do need the biker thing, especially with this man.
You'll be, yeah. Yeah, okay. You don't want to sweat. Okay, what are you sidetracked by?
So listen, the first one is this. I'll be fast. Back to It Cosmetics. You'll be fast. How embarrassing is this? And back to It Cosmetics, and I'm turning in the Lady Gaga stuff.
Okay.
Okay, it's called Check Out Your Most Beautiful 3-in-1 Makeup Palette. And I don't have it, but my friends all swear by it. And it has the blush, it has a bronzer, and it has a highlighter.
Oh.
And it's all in one, and it's kind of... They said anybody can use it. And I always need bronzers. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the business for this. And mm-hmm. so it's the It 3-in-1. They have it at Nordstrom. I'm getting ready to order it. I don't have it yet, but my friends swear by it. And I kind of like It stuff anyways because I'm 150 years old. And it is...
how much is it?
I was just looking. I think it was like 50 for those three. I mean, it's one little palette.
It doesn't even tell you.
Why doesn't it tell me how much it is? But I think they told me it was like 50. So anyway, that's what the first thing I'm sidetracked by.
What else?
Okay. My second thing is, I never know what to give on birthday lunches. I'm getting ready to go to a birthday lunch. And you know that Tyler's?
Yeah. I literally just put it in my wash.
Is it called, what's it called? Tyler's what?
Glamorous Wash.
It's Glamorous Wash. Okay. Yeah. That's what I bought because I've never
Diva used. Diva is the flavor that I like.
Okay. Everyone likes Diva. I got, I don't know. I think I got Diva. But every time I have a favorite things party or anything, yeah. that is the number one thing that gets passed around.
Yeah.
So if you don't.
It's not cheap.
Well, you wouldn't buy, it's 30, I bought a, like a little medium size one.
The mediums, I mean, you
it was
just,
like $30.
You can use your regular detergent and then just throw a splash of it in and everything smells amazing in your wash.
I've never used it, but I think that's going to be, no, I haven't, but I bought
After all these presents?
I know, but oh I bought gosh, it for two girls.
Now I know
girls.
What to get you.
So if you guys, you need a birthday gift and you're like, I want something a little nicer, but I don't know what, everyone swears, loves it. I've never used it, but I've heard it's great.
Okay. Speaking of getting old.
Okay.
In our grandma pajamas and our aging foundation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got sent that Go Pure has this tighten and lift neck cream I've been putting on in the morning and the evening. And I'm hoping it'll kind of help with some of these.
It looks good.
Wrinkles and things. I just feel like I'm always putting lotion and things on my face. I'm never putting anything on my neck.
Mm.
And I think that's where aging kind
it
of shows.
It does show us.
And it has, I think it has caffeine in it.
Well, then
so
I should be fine.
So my neck is really, really
my
excited.
My neck should be tight
it's
as
really
can be.
Excited.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm just thankful to have something and it's all clean, you know.
I'm getting ready to I love that. I'm getting ready to podcast. You know, my friend that's the plastic surgeon slash does all the Mohs
yeah.
surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to podcast him and have yeah. him talk about all the things that women are getting done. I mean, he's a guy that's in the business, so but he's also a strong Christian. And what works and what doesn't,
and
what we should worry
line?
About, what we should not. What's the line that's like
yeah.
too much? And where do we just love ourselves? I mean, I have
just
him all mesmerized.
Age gracefully.
Exactly. I yeah. was like, so I'm going to have him on my show.
I love that.
Okay. I think your neck's great.
But, and in Super Trackers last
yeah.
week, we did cover an entire basket of products that your friend gave you.
Oh, a different friend, but yeah.
Yeah, a different friend.
Aging products, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys are in the looking for stuff.
Okay. Did you do your last one?
Uh-huh,
okay. My last one is if you go on Groupon, is that what it's called? I always say it wrong. Groupon. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. They Photo Affections, AFFECTIONS, I believe they do deals with Groupons. And
yeah.
I'm telling you what, my friend found it for me and we've been doing our Christmas cards the last couple of years from there.
Yeah. I think but, you shared this before.
Okay. They have grad cards right now. I think
that's good to know.
70 or 80 for like $17.
That's amazing.
And I have two kids graduating. Neither one of them knows where they're going, so I can't do cards at the moment. But if you need graduation cards or you just feel like, you know what, I'm going to kill it with my Christmas cards and do them in April. But I don't know how long the Groupon...
Some people do Easter cards. I think that's
true.
Smart.
True.
Because I'm going to for sure open your card
at Easter.
In April.
Yeah.
But at Christmas, it's just so busy, I might not.
I'll send you one then.
Yeah.
Because I've got a good 20 cents in these. But anyway, if you need them, and I don't know this, but you might go on Groupon and see how long it lasts, because maybe you could go ahead and buy for your Christmas cards. But I think their stuff is cute. It's not, I mean, I like Minted better, of course, all that. But at the end of the day, I'm not spending that much. You know, it's funny what we'll spend money on, but I'm not going to spend that much on something people are throwing away. So
what else are we going to talk about on Super Trackers? My strawberry's gone wild. Maybe even kazoo story.
Oh, I want to hear that too. Yeah. I would like to talk about my daughter dressed up for a thing and she sent me a picture and I need therapy. It's so bad. And then second of all, I'm going to tell you there was a brawl in our house and my son bought me flowers.
Oh, I need to know about that.
That's
for sure. And we got 3 questions.
I love that people are sending us questions.
Yeah. One is about crocheting, which I don't know that we'll have much to share about that. One, it says the S word. And it's...
Let's talk about sex.
Yeah. It's about how... How did, yes, because Cynthia had a guest on, Jim Burns, and how did you disciple your kids in sexual integrity?
I like our shows are overlapping them now.
Yeah. And then brain treatment. We talked about it a tiny, tiny bit in Super Trackers, and Kayla's like, I'm one of five people that cares about it.
Oh, so. Did I say that? Like five? Yeah. Only five people care.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's Super Trackers.
So Super Trackers. Well,
sorry, Kathy. I know it really makes you mad.
Well, I know. You got to wait a whole week until you get to hear, Mom. Or you could just give me a call and I can give you the updates.
All right.
See y'all later. Thanks for listening.
Wait. Go vote. Two things. Go vote on my dress on social.
Yeah.
And two, will you please share this with a friend?
Oh, wait. I have one other thing on Super Trackers I've got to tell.
Oh.
Should I just tell it now?
Sure.
I mean, it's, again, y'all, Bruce did a video for my birthday and I felt bad that, you posted it.
Oh, I thought like, something else.
No, you had him say sweet things and post it on the
so nice.
Social. So sweet. But I got all these DMs that are like, all I can think about when is that Bruce is handsy. And I feel terrible. There's lots to Bruce beyond him being handsy. But this does not help his brand.
The brand of Bruce.
The brand of Bruce. And it's really more about Alexa. But Bruce thought it'd be funny. He was talking to our one son who loves movies and actors. He's talking about Eddie Murphy. He's like, Eddie Murphy used to do music. And we're like, what? And he played one of his songs. And he's like, he even has a song called Boogie in Your Butt. Have you heard this song before? No. Oh my gosh. The whole song is about things in your butt.
Ew.
Put a little man in your butt. And I repeat one of the lyrics. I go, put a cup of hot tea in your butt. And Alexa goes, she stops the song and she goes, I'm not sure how to help you with that. I was like, oh my gosh. We were all just dying laughing in the kitchen.
I'm not sure how to help you with that. I'm not
sure how to help you with that. And then it goes back to the song.
That's so great.
Boogie in your butt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there you go. Y'all put it on Alexa and see what your kids think about that.
Okay, if all you right. laughed out loud today,
yeah,
we need you to share this with a friend.
Yeah.
We need to keep growing this show.
Please, people. Y'all love it, but... Why not share the love and let other people laugh too? You would be their favorite friend because you tell them about great things. There's enough serious parenting podcasts out there. We know we host two.
Yeah.
But funny, Christian.
So please share it. And then number two, I will post my dress, yeah. Put a heart by it, comment.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.